listening to the Social Media Church Podcast, the place for conversations with church leaders about social media. This is episode number 95. Hey, welcome back to another episode of the Social Media Church. My name is DJ Chuang, your host. And on this episode, I have a conversation with someone I met in Orlando, Florida, back in April of 2014 at the Exponential Church Planting Conference. It is the mother of all church planting conferences, and a lot of new things start up there, including churches, as well as new services and websites. And Sean Coughlin started a new website with responsive design to serve churches through content, through searchability, and through giving. Giving as in receiving online donations. So on this episode, I'm coloring a little bit outside the line, someone who's serving church leaders rather than someone who is leading, like, on the front lines as a pastor or on staff, and talking a bit more about online experiences rather than just strictly social media. Although we will weave in a conversation about social media because that's what this podcast is about. Now on to my conversation with Sean Coughlin of FaithStreet.com. A new church directory to help people find churches. Great content for thinking Christians, engaging culture, and a service to offer online giving and mobile giving, all wrapped up in one. Welcome to the Social Media Church Podcast. Sean Coughlin, he is with FaithStreet.com. He's a Christ follower based in New York City, and he's got some creative ways to serve churches and church leaders online. And we're going to talk about three things: Faith Street on Faith and Faith Street Giving. So, Sean, thanks for making some time to talk with us about what you're doing there in New York City.
Thanks, DJ. I really appreciate the opportunity to come on your podcast. I'm glad to be here.
Tell our listeners how you started Faith Street. What was the dream and the vision behind that?
Well, I was working as an attorney in New York City, and I thought, well, there must be 500, 600 churches in this city, and I have only heard of two or three, and I was looking for a really good church to connect with. And it really shocked me to find that there was no website that helps you connect with a new church, which helps you connect with a local congregation. And the wheels started turning in my mind, and I thought, well, you know, there should be a website that helps people find churches and helps churches connect with newcomers. And I sort of was crazy enough to think that I could build that website, and, you know, recruited a team, a couple friends of mine, and we started off in our apartment working with a handful of churches in New York. And we've grown in the past 3 years to about 14,000, churches across the country have signed up. You know, today Faith Street is a site that allows people to connect with local faith communities. So, you know, if you're looking for a church because you've just moved to a new city, or if you're looking for a church because you're new to the faith or you want to reconnect with the faith, you can use Faith Street to find a church that's in your neighborhood, you know, that meets the time that's convenient for you, that has a style that resonates with you, that has programs that fit for you and your family. You know, we allow you to sort by service time, location, denomination, music style, and a lot of other things. And we, you know, we really wanted to make it as easy as possible for people to find meaning and community and for people to connect with a great faith community, because we believe that great things happen in community. And so that's really our vision. And we've been blessed to see that carried out a bit over the last few years.
Well, it's great to hear what you're doing there. And it sounds like you just described that you offer a lot more information than someone just Googling for their location and a church keyword. So how do you get churches to input all this information? Because a lot of churches may not know about Faith Street.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we started small. We started here in New York City. You know, we started with just churches that we knew and we had friends who were going to, and we started with about 12 or 20 you know, and then it grew to about 100 just through word of mouth. We decided, well, maybe we should make this a New York City thing, and we should try to get as many churches in New York City to sign up as possible. And, we just went to, regional networks and, denominational offices here in the city and told them about it. And they were really gracious to help us spread the word about what we were doing. And once it kind of started to take off in New York, I think we probably have 1,000 churches in New York or so at this point out of the 3,000 or so that are in the five boroughs. Once it started to take off in New York, it was a little bit easier to spread it to the rest of the country. We had great relationships with some denominations and regional networks at the time. And then we try to make it as easy as possible for, when you sign your church up for Faith Street to share that with folks on social media. We've also just, reached out to a lot of churches across the country over email, through other avenues like Facebook and Twitter. And we found the response rate has been fantastic. I think that, pastors really get the desire to reach their communities, and that's really what we're trying to help them do. And Faith Street's free to sign up for. It takes maybe, 10 or 15 minutes to create a profile. And then you're part of this directory where, you have hundreds of thousands of people looking for a new church every month. And so it's really a win-win. We're able to create a service that is really effective and comprehensive and growing every day. And then local church leaders and pastors are able to create a really newcomer-friendly page for their church and reach new people. And we have great results. We connect people to new churches every single day. We hear from a couple dozen people every day, and then, in the background, there are hundreds of people using our site to specifically connect with a new church every day, which is really cool. It's cool to build a product that works. It's a simple product, but, we think sometimes the best ones are. It's cool to see people actually connecting with new community, because I think that's what people are looking for.
Well, our listeners are church leaders, so let's make sure we invite those churches that are not yet listed to be listed at faithstreet.com. And it's a free service right now. Do you plan to keep it as a free service with no ads?
Yeah, so Faith Street will always be free for churches to sign up and create a profile that helps them reach new people. We do offer, churches who are interested, kind of an upgraded service where they can, specifically reach more people who are looking for their church in their area. If folks are interested in that, they can definitely reach out to me. Once you sign up, you'll hear about that a little bit. But it's absolutely free to sign up. It'll always be free to sign up. Our goal is really for that person who's in a community who wants to go to church but has a lot of fear around it, a lot of uncertainty around it, doesn't know anyone who goes to church. We want to show them that there's a great church in their area where they're going to feel comfortable. Church may not be like what they grew up with, whether they grew up, a very conservative church or a progressive church or anything in between. We want to show them that there's a lot of different faith communities out there. So if we're going to do that, we need churches, of all different, kinds and sizes and locations and types to sign up. And so it's very important to us that it's a free service for folks.
And just to kind of do a 360, why is it a church leader want to have their church listed here rather than spend their time and effort towards search engine optimization?
Yeah, absolutely. So last month we did about 1 million page views, which represented maybe 600,000 or 700,000 unique visitors. So I think the value in Faith Street is really in the simplicity and the ease of use. So I'll talk about simplicity first. On Faith Street, you come on and you create a profile, and it allows you to designate, all the really important things about your church. So, what's your style? Are you multi-generational? Are you mostly young people? Are you an older congregation? What kind of music do you have? Is it a place where there are lots of hymns, or is it a place where there's guitars and rock music? Is it a place where there are there's a choir, or is it a place where there are recovery meetings for substance abuse? Is it a place where there are lots of kids and a great children's ministry? And you're also able to speak about your church in your own words, which I think sometimes can kind of get outside of those categorizations, and you can just connect with people that way. You can also post, information about your pastor, and people love to connect with the leader of the church, and service times, and pictures, and then they ask every church a question and have them fill out, basically the question I ask every church is, what if I'm not a Christian? Sort of, what's your approach to people who are new to the faith? And we think it's really important, because part of our mission is to really connect searches with people who are searching. I think that all of that takes about 10 minutes to set up. And so once you're set up, people who come onto our site who are looking for churches like yours will almost certainly find your church. Contrast that with trying to kind of game Google or do search engine optimization. It's just a much more complicated process, a much more labor-intensive process, a much more money-intensive process, most likely. And most people never see the second page of Google. In fact, most people never see the, results after the third result. So unless you're one of the churches in your city that's coming up first or second or maybe third, Google really isn't working for you most times. And so we try to take that hard work and put it on our, put it on our backs and let you sign up for a profile that takes a few minutes, and it's totally free. And then I think the other thing is it's just really easy to use for people who are looking for churches. Our biggest traffic day is Sunday. Most people on Sunday will use their phone in the morning. Our biggest mobile day is on Sunday. And so, there are thousands and thousands of people every Sunday using their phones on Faith Street to look up, that church that they drove by the other day, or to look up a church where their kids are going to feel comfortable, or to look up a church, is in their area that they feel comfortable visiting. And so, that happens every Sunday morning, tens of thousands of people on our site just sort of scrambling to find a great faith community. And so, we want, every great church to be there. And if you're not there, it's unfortunate because those people aren't able to connect with you. So that's kind of the why of why to sign up for Faith Street.
Well, that makes for a compelling case. And I know in my conversations, as I network with people who are in transition, whether a change in location or a change in life stage, they really do have, people do have a difficult time finding a church where they fit and where they can serve and be served well. So what you're doing definitely scratches an itch and can serve people and church as well. So thank you for doing that. Now, and you've got a lot of eyeballs. I mean, six to 700,000 unique visitors. Maybe some of those eyeballs are also looking at the content that you produced or post there at the On Faith portion of Faith Street. Tell us a bit more about that.
Yeah, absolutely. So On Faith is really important to us. It's where we tell stories about faith communities. It's where we, talk about religion in America, and it's where we, try to bring people into our ecosystem and introduce them to Faith Street and what we do in the directory and with our, online and mobile giving products. But the history of On Faith is a really interesting one. It was founded in 2007 by a journalist named Sally Quinn at the Washington Post, and it was posted on the Washington Post for the last 6 or 7 years. About a year ago, we actually we acquired it from them, and it's really become our content site. And so, we cover everything from what churches are doing in America to five churchy phrases that are scaring away millennials to, the five favorite Bible verses of megachurch pastors to, Christian dating and everything in between. We describe it as medium form content. So, it's very thoughtful. It's not super short. It's not super long. Many of our readers are pastors and leaders of churches. The people who are most engaged are often pastors and leaders of churches. And we really try to keep them in mind as we create content, for our audience. Yeah, we've got a small team here within Faith Street that works exclusively on Faith. And we're starting something new, actually, at On Faith called On Faith Voices, and we're piloting it with a small group of pastors. But the idea is that it'll be a place where pastors can, you know, create their own content and write their own blogs and reflect on whatever's going on in their communities. You know, the win-win is that, you know, for us, we get all these great stories, and for pastors, they get a bigger platform to talk about what's going on in their local communities. And it's really consistent with our mission to serve local church leaders, and we're super excited about it. But yeah, On Faith is a really cool thing. You know, when I was at the Washington Post, it focused a lot on politics, as you might expect. And we've shifted that a bit. We've shifted towards faith communities and sort of covering them in their work. I'm really proud of the work that we do on Faith. Yeah, it's something that we're excited to get more local church leaders involved in. And we believe that there are, you know, incredible voices and incredible writers and thinkers, you know, in small and medium-sized local churches across the country. And we want to host those voices, and we want to kind of bring those into the mainstream, bring those, you know, to a larger audience. So we're excited about doing that. You know, we create a couple new pieces every day. Generally they're focused on things that church leaders really care about.
Yeah, it's a fascinating place for a thoughtful perspective on faith and culture. I'm looking at your Discover tab, and you've got well over 10,000 articles there and growing by numbers every day. Do you have a contributors policy where some of our listeners might submit an article for consideration?
Absolutely. So we'd love anyone who would like to contribute or interested in writing for us, you know, whether you're an avid blogger with a big audience or you're someone who's just interested in getting into it. You know, we'd love for you to email us. You can email us at onfaith@faithstreet.com. However you get in touch with us with the contact information you find on the site, it'll get to the right people.
Good deal. And I'll definitely add a link in the show notes at socialmediachurch.net with this episode as well. Oh, before we talk about the third thing, your website design is definitely with the times in terms of responsive design. It works on mobile, tablet, and laptop and desktop. And consider, well, how have you seen the impact of social media on how people consume content on your site?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, Facebook really drives a lot of our traffic on Faith, and that's one great example. We have an article that was written earlier this year called 5 Churchy Phrases That Are Scaring Off Millennials. In it, an author, a writer named Addie Zierman, just points out 5 phrases that, you know, she's kind of tired of hearing at church. And if you look at this article on our site, it's been shared on Facebook 43,325 times and has 343 comments. And so we've really seen the power of social sharing drive our traffic. You know, from this article as well, you know, dozens of churches have indicated they were interested in our mobile and online giving product. We've probably had a couple hundred churches sign up just from coming in through this article. So the power of social media to us is evident. You know, I think that virality is like so many things. You know it when you see it. You know, it's hard to define, but you know it when you see it. And, 43,000 Facebook shares is absolutely incredible. And we're super grateful for the content that she created and just the great post that she created, because that's what I think that's really the key. You know, there's no magic bullet to how to game social media or how to use Facebook or Twitter to your advantage. I think it's really about the quality of what you're creating there. When something is super high quality, you know, it will tend to be shared. And so that's one, you know, great example of how we've seen social media really drive what we try to do.
Yeah, and you've really demonstrated a place for kind of articles and blog medium form content that it's not being displaced by social media where people are just sending short updates or photos about everyday life, but there's also a place, and you've got 43,000 plus shares on this, just this one article to be proof in the pudding. So this is amazing.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that, you know, we went back and forth a bit when we were just starting with On Faith, with our version of On Faith. We went back and forth a bit on, you know, are we going to try to be BuzzFeed, or are we going to try to be, you know, the New Yorker, or you know, for Christianity and for faith, or are we going to try to be something in between? And I think we found something in between that's, you know, it's consumable. You know, it's something you can sit down and read in 3 to 5 minutes. You know, each of our articles has a counter at the top that tells you how long it'll take you to read it. So we're definitely very conscious of people's attention spans and people's schedules. But at the same time, it's definitely meaty stuff. It's meaningful stuff. It's always thoughtful. And you know, one of the reasons that is because we know that, you know, we serve an audience that is very thoughtful themselves, whether they're, you know, academics or writers or pastors or other leaders of churches, or just, you know, smart people who are interested in faith and interested in engaging with their faith. You know, we keep those people in mind as we create content. And I think we have, you know, and are beginning to carve out our little niche for ourselves.
Well, this is great work. Thank you for doing what you're doing. And all this is possible because you've also got a sustainable financial model behind this, and you're offering something called Faith Street Giving. So tell us about that.
Yeah, absolutely. So Faith Street Giving started about a year ago. It's grown very quickly. We work with a couple hundred churches across the country. And what we do is we set them up on an online and mobile giving program. We're different from other software in that, you know, we don't just give you the software, but we walk you through how to use it, and we give you an advisor who helps you make it a success within your church. Some of the nuts and bolts of what we do are that you know, we offer people, you know, online giving to integrate with their website. That's kind of a basic thing. But then we also offer a text-to-give package that allows people to give right over their phones within seconds. So, you know, we assign you a number. People text an amount to the number, they set up a gift one time, and then whenever they want to give in the future, all they have to do is send an amount to a number that's saved in their phone. So we're really proud of that as well. Everything works fantastic on mobile, and we're working on an app both for church leaders, which is being piloted by a few folks right now, and an app for givers too. But, you know, the most encouraging thing to me about our giving platform is that we really helped churches to increase overall giving. So, you know, there's a distinction I like to make between online giving and overall giving. So, you know, we are not in the business of just moving giving from the plate to the computer. We are in the business of helping, you know, congregations increase overall giving. You know, a typical amount in terms of an increase is 10 to 15%. We've seen churches increase giving by 25 and 30%. And it's pretty simple why people give more consistently when they give online, and people actually give more money when they give online. You know, we have done a lot of research, and we found that last year, in 2013 in America, the average gift to a church was about $115. And through our platform so far, I think that number is about $228. So pretty much double what the average gift is, you know, that's put into play via check or cash. You know, we, you know, like I said before, about social media, you know, online giving, it's not rocket science. It's not a magic bullet, but what it is a best practice that almost no church is too small to do. We work with a lot of smaller churches, you know, churches of 40, 50, 70 people. And they are the churches that have seen the biggest increases in giving, the biggest percentage increases, because oftentimes folks just give very inconsistently at those places. And, you know, a leadership team who is on board with online giving can really change a culture of giving very quickly, and online giving can be a big part of that. I think we work really, really well for churches who are saying, okay, we'd love for our people to give online. We'd love for a good number of people to give online. I think we don't work as well for churches who just want kind of a simple, you know, button to put on their website where one or two people can use it if they'd like. You know, but that's been a realization that we've come to just by working with lots of churches, and it helps us understand, you know, whether your church is a good fit for what we're doing. I think our design is second to none, our service is second to none, and we have grown a lot last year. I think one or two new customers will sign up every day, so we grow very quickly, and usually we keep a waiting list, and so we'd love to talk to any folks who are interested in learning more about what we do in terms of online and mobile giving.
Well, I'm going to dig in a little bit more because as a churchgoer myself, and I do connect with church leaders, not just through this podcast, but at conferences, it's surprising to me how churches are still very much behind the curves of just providing online giving through their website. And for those churches that just do that, I've heard numbers as high as 30 to 50% of their total giving is coming through their website. And then now, a majority of the American population, particularly church-going, have cell phones. And most of those are smartphones. And you probably have the numbers off the top of your head. I was at a church in Silicon Valley this summer. And it's a prominent church. And I came to that worship service ready to give. And I had my smartphone, but going to the church website and looking at the church bulletin, there was no way for me to give through my mobile. And it was such a disappointment.
Yeah, well, you're not alone, BJ. there are lots of folks, I think just like you, who would like to give, but they literally don't have cash and they don't have a checkbook. The last time I had a checkbook was 2011. I don't have one. And so, I think that churches are making it difficult for people to be generous, which I think is just doing a disservice to themselves and to the people who would like to support them. We hear across the country from folks who say, the only check I write every month is to my church. And I think that, as new people come into the church, as young people come into the church, unless we sort of meet them where they are and say, well, you pay your rent on your phone, you pay your cell phone bill on your phone, you bank on your phone. If you can't give your church on your phone, folks are going to sort of say, well, I guess it's not that important that I give. And I think that we all know that's not the case. And so I think oftentimes online giving is just one piece of creating a church with a culture of healthy generosity. We hear from some churches that, we don't want to do online giving because it's less worshipful, right? There's the tradition of passing the plate and having that part of the liturgy is important, and we think it's very important as well. We've actually done some things like creating cards that people can put in the plate, or allowing people to give right there in church on their phones that kind of help mediate that concern. But usually what I'll say to someone when they say that is that I actually believe very much that giving online is the most faithful way to give, because you're actually sort of committing to doing so. If you give on a recurring basis, every week or every 2 weeks or every month. And so I think it in some ways is more faithful than just sort of putting in to the plate the cash that you might have in your pocket. And so we like to help churches not only use online giving to accept donations, but think differently about giving and reframe how they consider online giving as a part of the way that they teach people about money in their church. And I think that I think that it's a relevant decision to make. It's an effective decision to make. But it's also, I think, a very faithful and a very godly decision to make to do online giving. Some of the churches here in New York City that we work with have gone to an only online way of giving. And I don't think that that's right for every church, but those churches, I can tell you, have a really, really awesome culture of generosity at their church. And they, you know, they have no regrets. So, you know, I think that you're not alone as a person who, you know, is frustrated, you know, and you're a social media expert and we're talking about it on the podcast, but for every one of you, there are tens of thousands of people who are saying like, I don't get it. Why can't I give to my church the way I, you know, the way I give to any other organization or the way I, you know, handle my finances, you know, which is generally electronically.
Yeah, let me close with this. I have so many questions that have bubbled up as you describe this situation, not just the frustration, but also the potential for discipleship and creating a culture of generosity. In terms of degree of difficulty, then, it used to be churches or anybody with an online store, they'd have to set up a merchant account, and they have to do all kinds of credit card stuff to take care of that transaction. How easy do you make it? So if someone who's a listener now gives you a call, how quickly can they be set up to take money?
Yeah, they could be set up to take money that day. So we have completely gotten rid of the need for your church to have a merchant account, your church to have any other account except Faith Street Giving. And we can have your website fully integrated to accept donations in the same day. You know, you just need a little bit of information about your church. Your tax ID number is one thing people often don't have handy. But, you know, don't wait till you have that to give us a call. Give us a call. We can set up a time, you know, to get that information from you. But it's really, really simple to get set up. We've had churches who called us and said, okay, we've got a big capital campaign starting tomorrow. Can you get us set up on online giving today? And we say, absolutely. You just need to give us a little bit of security information, your bank account information, and then you're good to go.
That's great. And what's the number people should call?
They should call 347-850-7783. That's our office number. You can also call me personally, 617-230-6853. Always happy to talk to somebody interested in working with us. And you can find our contact information all over our website, which is faithstreet.com.
Awesome. And certainly I'll add it in the show notes, but I know podcasting is an audio format and there's people that listen on the go. So I wanted to get that number in here so that people can respond and get this going for their churches and for their people. It really renews people's heart when they give and realize how much God has given them too. On the user side then, so it sounds incredibly easy on the church's side to get set up. On the user side, are they typing in their credit card number or are they using their PayPal or are they using some other mechanism to tie their funds to it?
Sure. So right now people can give either through their credit card, their debit card, or their bank account. Some people choose bank accounts because that's how they prefer to give, and the fees are a little bit lower with bank accounts. We are going to have PayPal integration in the near future, and we also plan to do Bitcoin integration for some of our more tech-savvy churches. But I think that for now, credit card, debit card, and bank account make a lot of sense. We've taken a lot of time to design our giving page such that it's as easy as possible. If you look at some of their services, it's a wizard and there are five or six steps to get set up. And for us, it's always one page. It's literally one page. It's short. It's as quick as possible. And one thing that really encourages us is we see about 40% of our giving happening on people's phones. And so that, I think, is a testament to how easy it is because, you know, I think that mobile design is oftentimes more challenging than you know, design for a laptop. And so, you know, we're really encouraged to see that people are giving on their phones, oftentimes in church services or after the service, right after the service, you know, maybe when they get home, but on their phone. So I think that's a testament to the ease of use that we've been able to create.
And then do people need to download and install an app and keep it all up to date?
No. So no, not at all. I think that's one of the things that is real easy for, it makes it real easy for churchgoers that use our services that, you know, usually we'll have a service integrated with the church's website. We also have QR codes that we'll place in the bulletin. And then the most popular thing we do is just text to give. So your church will get a number, put that number in your phone, like you would do, you know, your best friend's phone number, and you can text an amount into that number. And then there'll be a one-time setup where you will have to put in your payment information. But once you've done that, every time you want to give, if you're giving on a one-time basis, you just go right back to your phone and you type in a number, and that's all you have to do. You can also set up a recurring gift that way, which means that you set up, you know, a fixed amount for every week or 2 weeks or every month, which is probably the easiest way to give. But some folks, you know, do want to either give different amounts every month, or they might want to, even if they do have a recurring gift set up, give to a special fund or a special offering. And, you know, that's no problem to do, you know, right on your phone, either via text message or through the mobile donations page. So it's as easy as, you know, it's easy as we can think to make it at this point. We just want to reduce all the friction between the moment where someone says, oh, I want to give, and the moment when that money is actually given.
Beautiful, beautiful. Well, thank you so much, Sean, for making some time to chat with us about Faith Street. Love what you're doing. And I hope this would bless many of our listeners as well.
Thank you, Jerry. It's awesome. Yeah, thank you.
Thank you, Sean Coughlin of faithstreet.com, for joining us here on the Social Media Church podcast. Be sure to check the show notes at socialmediachurch.net so you can check out the On Faith blog. I'll certainly link to the big article that got 43,000 plus shares on Facebook, not quite so many on Twitter. So apparently they're engaging a lot of people, at least with that article on Facebook. And it's a very streamlined giving solution they have at Faith Street. Very responsive design, mobile giving without app. So if that fits your church culture and style and you want to even just give it a try, they can get you up and running in about a day. That's pretty impressive. Not much to lose and everything to gain. So after you've tried it out, come back to this episode, add a comment about your experience with Faith Street and Faith Street Giving, if it's helping connect people in your community to your church, and if it's helping your church members become more generous in their giving, particularly online and through mobile. Others would love to hear that. And there's a few testimonials there at faithstreet.com that you can browse as well. And man, it's 2014, and online giving and mobile giving for churches is still not an easy one-click solution. And I've been researching this on the side just to learn what's available out there. And unfortunately, it's still kind of clunky. And many churches have different solutions, so it's not easy for me trying to be generous to go to different churches or to go to different church websites to have an easy way to give. That's not an excuse, that's an observation. And knowing human nature, the more hurdles and the more difficult it is to do something, what Sean mentioned as friction and their desire to remove friction, I think it would do well for us as church leaders to remove barriers and friction that get in the way of people doing good and virtuous things, like giving. There's more that I could talk about, but I want to hear from you. So connect with us at socialmediachurch.net. You can click on the Twitter button, the Facebook button, the Google Plus button. And I want to respond. I want to include your voice here. Make it a conversation, not a monologue. And thank you for being part of this community. Subscribe to us at iTunes, Stitcher, Android, whichever podcatcher device you like. Or if you just like to use socialmediachurch.net to listen, you can do that too. We support HTML5, trying to use the latest technology so that we can reach the most people. It's time to sign off here at the Social Media Church podcast. My name is DJ Chuang. Thank you for listening. And until next time, we'll stay connected online.